It's just two guys slinging some bull. It's the Two Guys, One Mic Podcast.
I'm back!
On 1045theteam.com.
Get up off of that thing and dance to do you better. Get up off of that thing and dance to do. Sing it now.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Two Guys, One Mic Podcast. My name is Joe Bianchino, hanging out with you right here on 1045theteam.com. And I am joined today, as I seem to be every week, and
that's
happily,
not a bad thing. Not
happily,
a bad
by the
thing
way,
at all.
Mr. Pierce Bricks. Bricks will be in for about the first half hour, and then we'll get some Euro talk, which, of course, he will
I do
leave the studio for.
Bow out for the Euro talk.
Bricksy is a man you can follow on Twitter, at Game on Bricksy. You can follow me on Twitter, at JoeBianchino. And you can find the Two Guys, One Mic Facebook page. Like us there for updates during the week. Search Two Guys, One Mic Podcast and use the numbers for the two and the one. So with all that mishigas out of the way, Bricks, how are you, dude?
I'm doing pretty well myself. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I gotta, it's summer now. And so already,
yeah.
I'm a little on edge because I don't like to sit and sweat at the same time.
Right.
So the heat kind of bothers me. But what bothers me more, summer's number one nuisance. I don't know how you feel about this. Bicyclists. I hate them. I hate them with a fiery passion and everything. As I'm driving into the studio today, I've got like four bicyclists in like a diamond formation. They're like flying V.
You're doing the flying V
down the road, and they're friggin', they're not on the shoulder, or they're not over, they're like slightly right of the middle of the lane, so you
right.
can't get a car around them. They're going about 12 miles an hour in a 45, and I'm
there. The thing with the bike, listen, I lived in DC for a year, and DC is big into the bike lanes and things like that, and when there are bike lanes,
right,
that's cool,
because
then
fine.
You're not like running over little kids on the sidewalk, and you're not preventing me from getting to work on time because I was anticipating going the speed limit. And you decided that 8 is the appropriate mile per hourage for you and everybody behind you. The problem is the diamond. I don't have a problem with the single bicyclist.
See, I hate the single bicyclists too, but this set me off.
The single bike, it gets me a little bit nervous, but you know what? They're trying to go green. They're working on
care.
Their figure.
It's good for them. I get it. You voted for Nader. Great.
Hey.
I'm glad you're saving the earth one non-emitted carbon atom at a time.
Which is
awesome
a good
for
thing.
You.
I have no,
but you know what?
Awesome
get out of my
us.
Freaking way.
Awesome.
Get out of my
bears.
Way.
Awesome for the seals.
Look, I would rather see that tool bag in a car than holding up my traffic with his friggin' little bike. You know what the worst part is? I could solve this with one slip of my foot on the accelerator, but I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to kill you. So now you are making me angry for not killing you. And that is that's a bad place to put me in, and I like to
that's
be there.
That's a bit of a conundrum. The problem is the non-single file. Like, you have to know your role. You can't be, or at least turn, if you're going to do the flying V, you better have somebody checking your blind spot every 2 seconds saying, oh, there's a car.
Even if it's one guy, just move over when there's a car coming.
Right.
Because you're just being a tool, and like it's like somebody honks at you and you get really angry. Like bicyclists are always so, well, drivers act like they own the road. I do own the road.
You do own
it was
the road.
Made for me.
Yeah.
I'm on a car. I was made to, the car. The roads were made for me. Tool, get over.
It's appropriate etiquette. Now I know you're not a huge golfer, but it's the same thing. If I'm golfing really fast. And you're a slow golfer, that's fine. Get your slow golf on. Do you. You enjoy the day.
But you let a guy
you
play
through. You
probably
hate your wife, and you're trying to milk this for as long as humanly possible. I get all that. But if I'm golfing fast, let me through.
Right.
You need to be letting me through. It's just appropriate etiquette. It's the same thing with you. Unless you're driving 35 miles an hour, unless you're biking 35 miles an hour, move when
right.
the car's in
get out of my freaking you. Way because I'm coming and the road is for me. I own the road.
All right. Obviously, it was a enjoyable ride in for Joe B this morning.
It was right up until I got to friggin', Lance Armstrong and the Postal Service team coming on King's Road like a bunch of tools. I've used the word tool like 9 times, but it's just because I want to use stronger adjectives and
and you're not allowed
I'm not allowed to.
Even though you did design this podcast yourself. You could make this a satellite radio style podcast at the drop of a dime.
I could, but as you alluded to, I think it might have been two podcasts ago when I said that Dr. Seuss is overrated. We have a huge 8-year-old demo.
That's a good point. You don't want to upset those effing kids.
Unless they're on their bikes, and then I'll upset them.
Yeah, but you don't want like those 8-10-year-old biker gangs. You don't want to mess with those kids.
I feel like I could take them.
Those kids, A, bike mad fast. We're talking about the kids who like swing left to right with the handlebars while they're biking like
crazy.
Right,
but they're on like the BMX bike. I think I'd be okay.
I don't know about that, man. You ever seen Karate Kid?
Was Ralph Macchio a biker?
No, but they have those crazy skeleton biker gangs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, mess with those. I'm sorry. I know that this is like a sports thing, so we should talk some, but I really didn't want to come in today and right off the bat start talking about what the hell happened to the Yankees yesterday.
You're referring to Andy Pettitte and CeCe both in. And I will say, let me just start out thinking outside the box here a little bit. As I've spilled water and I'm watching it slowly creep towards
me. Yes, that's weird. It's like slowly.
I do have an eye on
slowly
it.
Taking over the rest of the.
I think Andy Pettitte's injury is a good thing for the Yankees in the long term.
What?
I think it was timed perfectly. You have a very healthy lead. I'm not sure what the exact
five games. I wrote that down as I was trying to talk myself off a ledge this morning.
Red Sox are coming on strong. They're 40-35 all of a sudden. I don't know how they went from under 500 to five games over in the matter of two games.
It must have been Euculus. It must have been the dead weight.
Yeah, apparently they played like three triple headers over this week. But they're coming on strong. They have the same record as the Rays. But you guys had the five-game cushion. It hurts that CeCe went down, but you have Pettitte,
and CeCe will come back, so that's okay. Right. Like if you're gonna pick one of those to be out longer, it would be Pettitte. So that worked out.
Pettitte's on the wrong side of 40.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't pitched in a year. You don't know how much arm strength he's gonna have from a duration perspective. He might not be durable. He might lose velocity as the season goes along. So here you have a non-arm related injury that's gonna sit him for 6 weeks. So now Cashman and Joe Girardi don't have to start bringing in weird pitch counts. Mid-August, skipping him some starts, getting him out of his rhythm. When he comes back, his arm will be rested enough that he can just pitch the normal way that Andy Pettitte would like to pitch for the rest of the season.
If you're going
to
see an injury happen, now's the time you want it. You don't want it to come, September 1.
Right, and I would venture to say that this injury it's a good excuse. It's something of a relief for Girardi and Cashman, who are terrible overmanagers and micromanagers.
Right, with
the pitch count
that you mentioned.
Yeah, the Jabba rules was a failure.
You said the word pitch count, and my blood pressure spiked about 100 points.
The way they dealt with Phil Hughes, Benuelos and Pateros and Pinatas down there in your
I'm not sure any of those were right, but I'm not sure, so we're just going to go.
All three of those were incorrectly pronounced on purpose. Those guys are they're becoming mythical Yankees. Every Yankee fan's like, yeah, we got Patances and Buenos Aires and Cinco de Mayo down there.
I think one of those is the capital of Argentina.
Right, well, dude, and the Yankee fan always talks about those guys, but nobody, if I were like, all right, what's that guy's signature pitch? He's got a slurve. Nobody actually knows about these great minor leaguers that the Yankees have. However, if you talk about Yankee trades around the deadline for the last 3 years, everyone always says, well,
so,
these guys are untouchable.
You're right. I think it's a smaller deal that everyone's making out to be. In the end, I'm going to go back to my old refrain, which is that the Yankees will be fine. I fully believe that. They've built this five-game cushion. I think they'll be fine. Well, some people are going to have to step up. The offense is going to have to step up. Some other pitchers are going to step up. I just think the worst part of it is that watching like stars get injured, and it's happened twice, it's just such a helpless feeling as a fan.
Yeah, it definitely hurts.
It's not as crushing as like a horrible loss in like extra innings where you balk home the winning run. Like that hurts.
That really hurts.
That eliminated
the Mets from the postseason once.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers walked Andrew Jones with the bases loaded, which was like 37 years ago, and somehow Andrew Jones is still in Major League Baseball hitting jacks for the Yankees.
That was also, I think, like 40 years into Kenny Rogers' career.
To pee in a cup.
Come on.
First of all, I've hated Andrew Jones for years. He was a brave, is this coming just from the fact that you don't like Andrew Jones? No, it's coming from when
he
was 19 years old. He was a skinny little guy who could field like crazy, and he batted 250 over his career.
And
then he did steroids and couldn't field to save his life and hit 40 jacks a year.
Come on.
Look, just look.
You're going to be this guy. You're going to be this guy. You're going to be use your eyeballs and just conspiracy theory guy who just throws at
everyone's on steroids.
No, not everyone. Just Andrew Jones.
Well, you know what? You know what? Ike Davis has really found his stroke the past couple games. I think he's been popping the HGH in the past. Ike Davis was never a small speedster who evolved into a slow, fat power hitter. He was hitting like 112. He's hitting a couple jacks now. He's got some RBIs. I think he's doing the roids, man. Two can play at that game.
I'm not attacking the Janks. I'm just saying Andrew Jones wouldn't shock me if in a couple days all of a sudden, you know, he pulls a Marlon Byrd and you find out that Andrew Jones is going to be off the Yankees for 50 games, which, by the way, wouldn't be a huge blow to the Yankees, although he is overachieving. That bench, which for an American League team, you know, Girardi, being that it's a veteran squad, Girardi is using that bench a lot.
I'm telling you.
They are overachieving. Chavez is having a good season. Yep. Andrew Jones is having a good season. Ibañez is just, I mean, that was a great, what was that, the day before the season opener?
Yeah.
By the way, if
the legend of Dwayne Wise is beginning to grow.
It is.
Let me ask you about Dwayne Wise. That play, for those of you who don't know, Wise dove into the stands to make a catch on a foul ball. It was called out, clearly dropped the ball, and a fan grabbed the ball, and Wise closed his glove and ran off the field because it was third out like nothing had happened. Gamesmanship or cheating?
Gamesmanship.
I agree.
I hate
these people who, you know, well, what do I tell my kids? That's, you know, there's integrity
to
the game.
You tell your kids.
It doesn't matter what you tell your kid. How about you be a parent and not talk to me about what to tell your friggin' kid?
How many times do you see a guy, you know, a Steve Smith trying to catch a ball up the middle, you know, it bounces off the turf and he gets up like he caught it?
Right.
There's instant replay in football, so they can overturn that. But you try to get what you're going to be given. It's not my job. I'm not the umpire. The umpire's the umpire. He's the person who's supposed to call him out. If he calls him out, I'm not gonna.
And to the parent who complains, I'm not your friggin' parent. So
yeah.
So
raise
just
your own kids.
Figure it out. All right.
Dwayne Wise is not raising your kids. He's not a role model. He said
by the way,
many times.
If you're a parent and you can't figure out how to talk to your kid about whether or not something was a catch in baseball, you got bigger problems. Because there's some conversations coming down the road that you're going to have to deal with that are a little more tricky than, what. But why didn't catch it? Shut up. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Andy Pettit. Oh, quick question.
Yeah.
If Andy Pettit breaks his ankle a month ago, is Roy Oswalt a Yankee?
Yeah, probably, because the pitching staff was still struggling about that. And I think we would have... I say we. I think we would have made a play for other people too. But yeah, I think Oswalt would have been a Yankee. Absolutely. But yeah, like I said, I think the Yankees will be fine. You don't think so?
No, I told you. I think it's a good thing.
All right.
I think it's a absolutely good thing. The one concern is I would be more concerned with CeCe. It's supposed to be just a 15-day. It's an oblique. That guy has very large obliques.
He's got large everything.
Yeah, so you have to be a little bit, because he's a very durable guy. You know,
yeah.
He hasn't been on the DL since 2006, but when you weigh upwards of nearly 300 pounds, you know, you could be very durable up to the point of getting injured, but once you are injured, you know, how quickly are you going to heal?
Mm-hmm.
So I would be more concerned about CeCe's recovery, having that not linger, than I would be about a broken ankle. As soon as that ankle, you know, heals itself, it'll be start of the stretch run for the Yankees. Pettit will be back. You're not going to need to worry about him resting, skipping starts, monitoring his pitch count. All good on that front.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk. We'll talk about some Mets. We'll clean up our water contamination spill here, and we'll come back. It's Two Guys, One Mike.